Arnmander is bored by the bus. Yeah, he prefers to walk 5 miles on a day when it's -1 degree. I think is what he said it was, but a crisp autumn day. Now, I don't blame him for loving the experience of walking 5 miles to work. And in fact, in some ways, I'm a bit jealous because it must mean that it isn't raining and there's nothing as difficult for me as, you know, rain on a really cold day. So Arnmander is entitled to his opinions. Let me get that straight, first of all. And I don't want to change Arnmander's opinion, really. He is the only person who can change his own opinion. And he's been around long enough to have experience behind his opinions and his feelings, etc. So I'm very, very unlikely to dislodge Arnmander from the perch he has on which he asserts that travelling on the bus is boring. But let me tell you a story of a guy who, in the summer of 1975, got on a boat and went to London. And he needed a job. And fast forward, he got a job as a bus conductor, and he then had a career on a bus. In fact, he travelled on a bus while working on a bus for over 3 years, right? He never drove a bus, but he was on the bus in the same space as the people who were riding to work on a bus, the people who were riding on a bus back with their shopping, people who were travelling on a bus with their dreams, people who were travelling on a bus while severely depressed and withdrawn, and he was on a bus with people who were plainly, you know, to be put it very bluntly, mad as a hatter, you know, wild with excitement, wild with anger, people who were trying to dodge their bus fare, people who were, you know, trying to make sure that nobody sat in the seat beside them. I mean, I watched all this and I came to a number of conclusions. This is a personal story. I forgot to say that. But anyway, it's all a true story, if you like. So these are what some people would call facts, as opposed to fiction. But I looked down the bus, you know, in my uniform with a ticket machine hung over my shoulder, down to my waist, you know, piece of brilliant design. And I watched them come and go. I had, you know, times when I had to stop them getting on the bus because there were too many people on the bus and all of that. And I could talk about what it was like to be a bus conductor, you know, as anybody could, about any job they'd done for 3 years, I think. And maybe I will someday. Maybe I'll record, you know, 100 audio booths about what it was like to spend 1,000 days, over 1,000 days as a bus conductor. So perhaps I'll do 100 minutes, 100 individual audio booths on a minute. But Arnmander, back to Arnmander. In fact, I'm trying to keep my focus a little bit more on the topic. So Arnmander thinks the bus is boring. Now, Arnmander is weird, right? Now, we know Arnmander is weird. I'm weird, you're weird, each person is weird. If you're not weird in a weird world, you're weird. But Arnmander is singular. There isn't anybody like him on Audio Boo. But I'm sure there are other people who identify traveling on a bus as boring. You know, been much more interesting to travel in the car, like I'm doing right now. Much more interesting to, you know, travel to work in a helicopter. Much more interesting to travel to work on a flying boat. You know, much more interesting to be carried to work in one of these sedan type things where four people carry you or a horse and trap. Anyway, the main thing is, where would, question for us all really, I suppose, in my mind is, where would you put, you know, list all the ways you could get to work, right? If we drew up a list of all the ways it would be possible for you to get to work, including the most absurd and extreme and ridiculous means, like being put in a wheelbarrow and wheeled to work by your husband or your guy or whoever, you know. But all these different modes of transport to get you to work, where would you put travelling to work by bus? Now, I'm a sociologist. I am a student of human interaction, social interaction, if you like. I've learned a few words which I can apply to social interaction, which wouldn't be the kind of words you'd use in ordinary, you know, pub chat. You're hardly going to talk about the mores of the people in this room. You're probably even not going to talk about the customs, practices, habits. And there are probably some new sociological words invented since I used to teach sociology. But the key point about Armander is that he doesn't see the bus as an anthropological field trip. I say that because I know that Armander is a curious guy. He's forever testing stuff to see if it works. In fact, I sometimes wonder if he's employed as a tester by some organizations or some app developers or the Audio Boo, or, you know, maybe that's what he does for a living, if you like, test stuff developed by other people. Perhaps he's even an inventor who tests his own stuff. But he clearly doesn't see the bus traveling to work every day as an anthropological field trip. And he clearly doesn't see traveling to work on a bus as a form of participant observation, a la William Foote White's book on street corner society, classic text. He's certainly not Margaret Mead growing up in Samoa or any other one of... So he doesn't see traveling on a bus as the same as the kind of research that was done by Margaret Mead in Samoa. And he clearly doesn't see it as, you know, similar to what Arensberg and Kimball did in, you know, community and family in Ireland. A piece of research, again, classic rural sociological research, carried out in the 1930s by a team of people out of Harvard. You know, Armander sees travelling on the bus as boring. Well, just for... And he's entitled to that view, right? Let's be clear. I'm not trying to change Armander's view. But let me just tell you, I travelled on the bus for a longer period of time than probably anyone else on Audio Boo. In other words, I earned my living on a bus. And how often was I bored? Now, I want you to guess. In the, say, 1,000 days of being a bus conductor. Okay, I didn't work every single day, so you can pick me up on the imprecision, but I'm going to use 1,000 days. How many of those days, or even, let's call it, 4,000 quarter days, how many of those was I bored? I think you know the answer already. I think you know the answer already. And it isn't, you know, we'll weigh him and we'll decide that it was, you know, his weight divided by this, that, and the other. You know that I was never bored. So how come Armander can be bored by the thought or the small experience of the number of times he's travelled on a bus? How can he be bored by that? Well, of course, he's using the words in a different sense than I am, you know. And he also, you know, he means a different thing by boring than I do. He's got different eyes to me. And he's got, you know, the eyes of a person who has a very clear sense within himself of what he finds boring. And he also has, like the rest of us, got a real sense of his own ability to make boredom. I mean, okay, I belong to the school that says boredom is made by humans as a defence against anxiety, but we won't go down that road. Okay, Armander, I now have to stop being incredibly interested in what you have to say. You are, by the way, and I say this publicly, a really, really interesting guy, you know, with whom and over whom I have never, ever been bored. So you could shock me by giving me the experience of me feeling that I'm bored by you. But that's a challenge which, you know, I'll give you a crate of champagne if you can achieve that. Bye. Viva the boss.